the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free. The site itself allows you to actually influence some of the stories, the news stories that we might discuss on this program. You can submit whatever content you think would be interesting to our listeners, and then you get to vote up and down, and they get to vote up and down on what they think is good and not so good. And the best stories, supposedly, we'll make it to the front page of our website, which means more likely we'll see it. So head over to freetalklive.com. In fact, Mark, you've got a story right from the top of our website tonight about a homeless man who is looking at 5 years in prison over what?
Over wearing handcuff keys. It's absolutely a ridiculous story. It comes from the Miami Herald at miamiherald.com. And like you said, I got it from the Free Talk Live website. So he wore it on a necklace draped around his neck. And this is a homeless guy in Miami Beach. And he could get up to more than a year, and it's 5 years in prison for this activity, and it's absolutely
which activity? The possession of a handcuff key,
right? It's slung around his neck,
like any handcuff key, so you don't know who the cuffs belong to.
Well, you know,
like a skeleton key or something.
No, I mean it's just a handcuff key, and of course it could go, you know, on different handcuffs, and it's, you know, I don't know why. They just say any handcuff key is dangerous because it might work on some handcuffs that somebody uses, right?
Wow, okay. Crazy.
I don't have an explanation.
So it's illegal to possess any handcuff key, not if it's being worn around your neck, but if it was in his pocket or whatever. I mean, this is essentially a prohibited item.
For wearing handcuff keys on a necklace draped around his neck, a homeless Miami Beach man could face 5 years in prison. Prosecutors on Tuesday formally charged Michael Gonzalez, 22, with disorderly intoxication, marijuana possession, and two counts of possession of a concealed handcuff key, a third-degree felony punishable by up to 5 years in prison.
Two counts.
Yeah.
So that means he could get 10 years, right?
Unless it was all concurrent. Yeah, if they wanted to.
Yeah.
It's an actual felony, prosecutor Barbara Teresa Govea explained to Miami-Dade Circuit Court Judge John Thornton, who questioned the charge. There's got to be some kind of constitutional violation in there somewhere, Assistant Public Defender Michelle Prescott grumbled to the court.
Why would there be? I mean, the government has all kinds of precedent on things it can prohibit. They busted him for cannabis possession, too, so that's just another item that they've decreed that you shall not have this.
Well, wait until you see the last line of this news.
Oh, boy.
Okay? There's got to be some kind of constitutional violation, as the assistant public defender said. Actually,
there's got to be some kind of constitutional violation, but, I just don't have enough time to look it up. I'm the public defender. This guy's screwed.
The Florida legislator passed a law after the 1998 murders of two Tampa deputies and a state trooper, Hank Earl Carr, shot and killed them after he escaped his cuffs using a universal handcuff key hidden on a necklace.
But we don't know if this was a universal handcuff key or what. I don't know.
Well, you never know.
Okay.
Who knows, right? Gonzalez was arrested on the 16th of August after Miami Beach police said he was harassing women on the South Beach sand, and report officer whatever wrote that he found a small amount of marijuana in the man's pocket and two handcuff keys concealed under his shirt on a necklace. Also under Gonzalez's shirt, a tattoo on his right shoulder with shooting flames and the word anarchy.
Uh-oh.
So an anarchist with handcuff keys. He's going down.
So that was it, huh?
That's it, man. Two counts, he doesn't believe a third-degree felony.
He believes in no rules, including the rules that have to do with living in a house. He has just rejected all of society's rules.
It's a fun word, if nothing else.
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So there you have it. I mean, Mark, you love the homeless.
No. Well, I mean, this guy was hassling people, and that's why he came up on the radar, I assume, hassling people, and that's why he came up on the radar of the police, and, you know, that was his bad. He shouldn't have been messing with people.
Certainly shouldn't be.
He would have been fine on the beach if he would have just been doing whatever he was doing, smoking a little pot, hanging out on the beach,
if
whatever.
If he were just being not a belligerent, he would have been all right. I agree with you. Probably would have been all right. But nonetheless, the handcuff key charge is outrageous.
Silly. I mean, you know, just it's silly.
The cannabis charge is ludicrous. The handcuff key is charging him with a crime for that, I think, is absolutely
the problem ridiculous. Here in 1998 when two Tampa deputies and a state trooper were killed by Hank Earl Carr, who had a handcuff key on him when they arrested him, is they didn't properly shake down their suspect or whatever. I mean, they didn't.
Right, I remember that story. Yeah, they just got sloppy. They
It was hidden in a necklace. I'd like to point that out, but you know.
But they didn't handcuff him, right? I mean, because if he was handcuffed, how would he get to his necklace?
It's an excellent question.
Right.
Maybe he practiced opening the necklace. Maybe he had some kind of locket. I don't know.
Toll free number here, 800-259-9231. You are, as always, invited to take control of the airwaves. Let's talk to Leon, listening in New York. Leon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I don't know about that the handcuff thing. I know some pretty odd stuff's been happening up here. To start off, yesterday I got a local call from, within the evening.
From Miami, by the way. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, well, hey, I'm on the road as an electrician, but yesterday I got a call from the local PD up here trying to get, their raise money for a sticker campaign.
Ah, yes.
So,
buy our sticker. It'll drive the deputies away like cop repellent.
Yeah, exactly. More like attract them.
Yeah, right.
That's what Barry Cooper said in one of his videos.
Yeah,
what did he say?
It was one of the videos in where he was driving around and talking about what he would be doing if he was a police officer and profiling cars, and he pointed out that their stickers and police stickers, if he saw, like, young people driving them, that was a hint that might be someone worth pulling
Red
over.
Alert.
So here's what happened. I get the call. The lady goes, "Can I put you down for 10? I said, "No, not really." Next thing I know...
$10 for us? Or $10.
Next thing I know, I'm leaving my driveway. I'm driving through the local municipality here, and I get pulled over by a cop. He tells me, if I ever see you in this car in this town again with a South Carolina tag, I'm going to write you a ticket.
What do you believe prompted that?
Just the fact that I've been here in this town in New York, the town of Depew, it really stinks. In the town of Depew for on and off for about 6 or 8 months now, working as an electrician on various jobs.
How many people live in this town?
Work. I don't know. 23,000 maybe? I don't know.
23,000?
I don't know.
But you think this guy had spotted you before? This guy had spotted you before and he knew that you were driving around with a South Carolina tag and decided he'd threaten you over it?
I think I've had a couple run-ins with this guy before. He sent the building inspector to the house saying that the car wasn't registered, and it was. Because in Carolina you only need one tag. You know, you have one tag on the back of your car and its expiration date, right?
Yeah, they love to tag you on both sides of the car.
And up here they got the Gestapo inspection for your car. You know, you have to go take your car to the inspecting station, and then the mechanic proceeds to ream you and doesn't give you a tampon.
Man, I'm with you, man.
After he bends you over.
I moved up here to New Hampshire back in 2006, and I've had my Florida plate on ever since. And it's been great because it's the difference between New Hampshire and, I think, New York is that I haven't had a problem in 3 years. Now, of course, it's always a good idea to keep your mouth shut if you get pulled over about something like this. And
pulled over. Well, I've recently started driving really far from my job, so like I've started getting pulled over a lot more often, and every single time I get pulled over, I just say I just moved, and they don't do anything.
Well, you don't even really have to answer those questions.
This guy comes by my house. You know, I'm on the main drag here, and they come by this house. See, I have a place in South Carolina, and I have this dump that I'm renting up here because I'm working, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm working on this Walmart, and everybody I work with is from Ohio, they're from Florida, they're from all over the United States. But it's like, you know, I don't understand what the problem is with
Let them give you the ticket.
They want your money.
Let them give you the ticket, just refuse to pay it. thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. It's not like he can deregister you in South Carolina, although I suppose they could ban him from driving in New York. There's that possibility. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, but you're not planning on staying. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years' experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Shank, eFoods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, the FBI has issued a warning about the so-called sovereign citizen movement. I want to get into that here in a little bit. 800-259-9231, but your calls are the primary element. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. It's getting together with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people all in the same geographic location, so you can get your ideas out more effectively and do more activism that has heretofore been impossible. People are getting jazzed up a lot right now because coming up in just a few days is the 420 celebration, which will be happening on the state capitol steps up here in Concord, New Hampshire. It's going to be huge because we've got 420s going on every single day where people are smoking cannabis in public in clear violation of whatever governmental statutes have been written against it. And now it's going to happen on the front steps of the state house next week, so that should be a lot of fun. And there's, of course, a whole lot more going on up here as well from a political perspective. You can get some details, learn more about New Hampshire and the activism up here, freestateproject.org. Go there, get signed up, and join the fun. freestateproject.org. As we continue here, taking your phone calls about whatever happens to be on your mind, let's go to Chris, listening in Texas. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live at the end. Julia and Mark.
Hey, guys. You know, I've been listening for a while, and I've listened to you talk about the idea of a voluntary society quite a bit, and I always try to think about, you know, how things would work in different areas, and I came up with one that, I really want to hear your thoughts on this. The whole idea of child support in a free market society, or handling custody issues, I guess, of kids, because it's so common with divorces and people have children, they split up, and how are they going to handle visitation and money and things like that. And I think my big question is, the more I think about it, the more I come to the conclusion that in a free market society, one parent wouldn't necessarily owe child support or actual payments to another. What are your thoughts on that?
It seems to me that you it's probably an arbitratable situation. Like, for instance, if some girl claimed to me that that she was on birth control or something like that, she comes up pregnant, then she wants child support from me, which I'm sure she would, then it seems like an opportunity to go to in front of an arbitrator. It's like, yeah, look, she told me she was on birth control. Like,
do you have evidence of that, though? Because she could say that, no, I never told him that.
Did she have evidence that I didn't? Well, right.
She could say the opposite, though.
But you see,
saying.
That's the thing, though, is when you're dealing with an arbitrator, it's probably different. Because in the court system, generally, things lean towards the woman. Mm-hmm. And I think that, things would probably go differently and probably in some ways be more fair in a free market system. But, let's say that, I have some kind of evidence or something like that, and I can prove that I would think the child payments would be significantly lower if they existed at all, if she kind of tricked me into a pregnancy, as opposed to a situation where a husband and wife decide we're going to have a baby, and, they go into it completely. Because it seems to me that if you intend to have a child, you owe for the rearing of that child for at least a period of time.
It would also, just to interject, would seem that as far as marriage is concerned, many marriages would become, in the absence of the state, would become some level, depending on how restrictive the folks wanted to be, some level of a contract with one another.
It is a contract.
Right. And you would be able to have different levels of restriction based on the two people that were getting involved. But one of those restrictions could very well be provisions as far as how to handle a divorce with children and how that all gets split down. But clearly that doesn't count for all the folks that just have one-night stands and then end up getting pregnant and all of those other outside of extra contractual situations, if you will. And I think you're right, Mark, that that arbitration will definitely, would definitely come into play. But, I mean, Julia, as the lady in the house here tonight, you're not necessarily all excited about getting pregnant, but what's your perspective on the
as
issue?
Far as what?
Well, the issue of children and how you handle that, child support payments, that sort of thing, when people split up after having had kids.
I don't know. It's a really hard issue, and I don't have kids, so I have no investment at all in this issue. It doesn't really mean much to me. So, I mean, my opinion kind of doesn't really necessarily matter that much because I don't know how I would react in that situation.
You can't imagine putting yourself into
no.
that?
No. But, I mean, I kind of feel like if you split up, the person who has the kid should pay more because they get the benefit of seeing the kid more often. I mean, maybe there could be some sort of a payment scale, like depending on how often the father gets to see the child, for example.
Right, and you bring up an important issue is a lot of times guys will have to pay child support, but then the wife will attempt to keep the children from
right.
them by, you know, either it being not available or just downright saying no.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know that, like, getting a pet, for example, isn't even in the same ballpark, but let's say a couple gets a dog together,
mm-hmm.
and then they split up. The person who gets the dog has to pay for it, is now responsible for it.
Right.
I'm not comparing a dog to a human being, but if it's yours and you get to spend time with it and you're responsible for taking care of it, I have a hard time believing that somebody who's pushed out of their life should be responsible for 18 years, and I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of grief for that.
No, I think that makes sense. But, Chris, your thoughts so far?
Well, you know, it's interesting because two of the three of y'all have actually somewhat hinted, not intentionally, but kind of going back to the problem of there would have to be some kind of coercive force used to extract
money.
Where was
the hint there? I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, like Julia said, you know, I think that somebody should owe more if they don't have the specific custody and they're not responsible for the costs of raising a child.
Not necessarily. I mean, I think we're talking about a society that looks at marriage in a completely different way. And like Ian said, if it was more of a contractual thing, those sorts of things would probably be built into a contract. Like, if you split up, if you have kids, this is what would happen. This is what the responsibility, and both parties would sort of agree to that.
I don't think that we're talking about force here at all. I mean, if we go outside of marriage and we just look at two unmarried people who lady gets knocked up, it's an accident, she decides to keep it, he decides he doesn't want anything to do with it, you then can have arbitrators, and then you, if you would refuse to go to arbitration, your reputation could take a hit on something like that.
That actually, right there, you just answered it. That's what I've been wrapping my mind around. Is, you know, ultimately, I mean, you couldn't forcibly extract the money from one person because technically...
No, but you could ruin their reputation.
Right.
And if they have a bad reputation, then people won't want to deal with them. It would make their life that much more difficult. So people would have, because of reputation, would have an incentive to go to arbitration. And, of course, when you're going to arbitration, if the two parties can't agree on an arbitrator, each party selects their own arbitrator, and then the two arbitrators would agree on the third arbitrator. We would, of course, triple the cost of the arbitration, so also there's a financial incentive on the parties' parts to agree on an arbitrator.
And
as
it takes
well.
Longer to get the thing solved because you bring in more people. But I see the confusion here, because when a husband or a guy currently owes child support, it's usually a guy, owes child support, now he could go to jail from it, and that looks like force. However, every other debt currently you don't go to jail for, and there isn't force behind it.
Yeah,
sure,
so nobody's advocating force.
No,
I don't think anybody on the show is advocating force as far as dealing with children and child support issues.
I advocate taking personal responsibility for your actions.
And the people that don't take personal responsibility should have their reputation dinged
right.
to where it's hard for them to live.
The people that don't take responsibility for their actions, their reputation ought to stink.
And you can build your reputation back because there are ways to do that. You make good. You know, you start making the payments or do whatever the agreement should be that you decided you didn't want to agree to. Thank you, Chris, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom-made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, consistent, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So then when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
Better Than Rocks.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you features for free, so enjoy those on us. Features including our news updates. You can get signed up. We'll send them to you via email, or you can get Facebook or Twitter or all of the above. Go to news.freetalklive.com. I used the Twitter profile today for something a little bit different. I sent out an update to every place, as I normally do, Twitter, Facebook, and email. But I directed people toward the Facebook one because it makes it easy to comment on things. And that we announced last night that John Stossel was going to be on the program. I think it was last night. Anyway, this week we announced that John Stossel is coming on Saturday night at 7 o'clock Eastern time. We're going to have him for just a segment. So because we're going to have him for such a short period of time, there's really no way we're going to be able to introduce him and, you know, talk about his new show, Stossel, and take phone calls. So I figured the way we would do it is would have you submit your questions on our Facebook fan page at facebook.freetalklive.com. You just hit the comment button, and then you can leave whatever question you want us to ask John. It's likely we probably won't have more than enough time for one or two questions for him, but nonetheless, it'll be a good way for us to kind of change things up. That way we're not completely dominating the conversation with John with the things that we might want to ask in 15 minutes of talking with him. So coming up Saturday night at 7 o'clock Eastern, John Stossel here on Free Talk Live. This is stuff like that you find out first if you're on the updates list over at news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. It's free.
You've heard the claims, and I'm here to tell you they're true. Your baby can learn how to read. Go see the video at babyreadingkit.com, and you can see a couple of babies there that have been exposed to the Monkey See, Monkey Do videos. And you can get those videos for your child, too, at babyreadingkit.com. I got them for Jack, and there has been a language explosion at my house. Not going to make the claim that in 2 weeks Jack has learned to read, but he's really got a whole new relationship around speaking words, and he loves these videos. It's babyreadingkit.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. To Steve in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live. Steve, with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Steve, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was reminded of a conversation that we had with my daughter when she was about maybe, 9 or 10 years old. We were driving around, and my wife and I were talking about tax, and I was talking about how all corporate taxes should be gotten rid of because, personally, I think that all taxes should be gotten rid of, but I think getting rid of corporate taxes would be a good first start, and the reason why is because a tax on a corporation or a business is just a tax on the customers of that business, you know?
It's true. Most people don't realize that at first.
Right. And so basically, it would be getting rid of those taxes would be basically lifting the veil, you know, and letting it, you know, people can see what it is for what it is. Excuse me. And so my daughter was listening, and I could tell she was at least somewhat interested in what I was saying. And I said, okay, Ashley, listen, I said, if you had a lemonade stand and you were selling lemonade for 5 cents a cup, and the government came along and said that for every cup of lemonade you sold, you had to pay them 6 cents, I said, would you continue to lose 1 cent per cup, or would you raise your price to 11 cents?
Hmm.
And she said, you know, she's a kid. She said, well, what I'd do is I'd punch her in the face. You know, she's always, you know, that's like a little joke that we always have, you know, going back and forth. And I said, well, actually, that's kind of rude. And she goes, yeah, well, it's rude of them to destroy people's dreams.
Wow.
And I was like, from the mouth
of babes.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep. Just thought I'd tell you all that. And then the other thing, too, is that at this very moment, I am risking a fine of several thousand dollars or jail time of several years or something like that. Because
you have a handcuff key on you or something?
No. A particular activity I'm engaging in right now, I'm smoking a cigar.
What?
And
where?
It happened to have been made in a country that we have an embargo against, or the United States has an embargo against.
You vicious, vicious, America-hating criminal.
I know, I'm out of control here.
Get off my phones!
You're a bad American.
Thank you so much for the call tonight, Steve. Appreciate the story. 800-259-9231.
You know, it's funny, talk show hosts out there that like the embargo against Cuba, still likes Cuban cigars at times. I've heard them talk like this. It's crazy. I mean,
what does Cigar Dave have to say?
How can you hold these two dichotomous views in your mind?
Yeah, that's a good question.
These embargoes don't hurt the country of Cuba. They hurt the people of Cuba.
How do you hold those dichotomous views? I mean, do you just have to compartmentalize yourself off to the point where you try not to think too hard about your conflicting belief set?
That's what most people think about when it comes – that's how most people are when it comes to politics, right? They've compartmentalized their thoughts, and they don't allow them to cross.
Well, it's just like the people that when we talk to them on, for instance, Saturday nights, and we ask – and they claim, well, I'm a law-abiding citizen. And then we ask them questions like, well, did you ever roll through a stop sign? Do you ever speed? And the people that will say, well, no, I would never do such a thing. It's just so hard to believe, isn't it?
It's ludicrous.
And then you go with an example like what you're talking about, Mark, where on one hand they say they support an embargo against Cuba. On the other hand, they enjoy a Cuban cigar. Hello? There's a huge disconnect there.
So, I can't imagine what they're thinking.
Well, but it would surprise me, though, Mark. I understand that you're saying that, but it would surprise me that if we went back in our history, those of us on this program, if we went back and we thought about real hard what we used to believe, things that we used to think as far as having pro-government and statist belief systems to some extent, it was likely we had some sort of conflict that was similar, don't you think?
I'm certain. I mean, basically, yeah. If you believe that A, that stealing is bad and wrong, and B, believe that the government has a legitimate, ability to tax, then you are holding dichotomous views. Now, that's dragging it down to the basics of this, but, I was trying to point out one that's, seems obvious and on the surface, but, this one, government has no legitimate ability to tax, and stealing is wrong.
That seems pretty obvious to us, but it has to be self-delusion. It's just a certain level of self-deception that people have in order to justify what they do. But on the other hand, they have no problem indicting everybody else for doing something similar.
Well, it's not that they believe in the indictment of other people necessarily. It's that they don't want them to behave in a certain fashion. There's speed limits up, and people will say that you shouldn't break the speed limit, even though everybody does, and they do it too. So they know that the speed limits are set artificially low at a basic level, but they don't bother to think about, oh my gosh, do you think the bureaucrats are setting these artificially low so that they can send out their little armed fundraisers to make more money? They don't think about that. They think about, well, safety is the most important concern, and I must be riding the razor's edge of safety by going 5 or 10 miles an hour over the posted speed limit. I mean, it's incredible what people can think.
When it's clearly a safe thing to do. I mean,
I hate driving. Like, any under 35 is insulting. Like, when you're on a road and it's 25 miles an hour, it's so stupidly slow. Like, you feel your foot naturally goes down. Stupid.
I was, today I was coming down. You're coming down a hill. My foot was sitting on the gas pedal. Because it sat on the gas pedal while I was going up the hill, I was probably got up to, probably dropped down to, in a 55 mile an hour zone, dropped down to 45 going up the hill. Well, I got up to like 70 going down the hill because I wasn't paying attention.
You're endangering all of civilization.
Right. I could have whirled out and hit a building or something. That would have been, there was nothing anywhere near
me. Now, if it were icy out, and then there'd probably be a different situation, but it wasn't.
But you probably would have felt the car in a different way, the driver tends to sort of feel the car and know what's safe and what's not. Anyway, I think that one should ask the police officer when one has them on the stand, because I think you should take these tickets to trial if you can.
Only people who do that.
800. And ask them, hey, was I proceeding in an unsafe fashion?
They've actually answered no, but they'll still find it guilty anyway. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's not about safety marks, it's about violating their statutes. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And hey, if you enjoy this program, then you're invited to help us support the show, help us spread Free Talk Live. We're on 72 radio stations now. More to come thanks to listeners like you who have become Free Talk Live amplifiers. You can do that at amp.freetalklive.com for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the program, get them more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks too, by the way, like access to the Amp Only call in lines, the Amp Only commercial free podcast, and more. Amp.freetalklive.com.
Another way you can help the program is by going to lumathinplus.com and buying my weight loss product. Because, well, you know, Ian and I split the profits here of any of the of these sold, and the perk that you get is losing that big fat butt of yours. It's Lumathin Plus. It is a weight loss product that I, you know, I had good experience with. The main ingredient, Caroluma. I decided that, you know, once the one that I had been taking went off the market, I needed to create my own. I called a friend of mine up who was in this business. Basically, he whipped one up. It's twice as strong as the previous one, and it is, we've managed to price it so that it costs less than a dollar a day to take. It's LumaThinPlus.com. It works great for me. I am losing weight since, I guess I started in taking it in January, and I've, you know, I've managed to lose like 5 or 6 pounds. And you don't have to do anything else. I don't have a great deal to lose, but you don't have to do anything else. You don't have to change your lifestyle. You don't have to change you know, eating habits. Just take the pill. You'll lose weight.
I've got a business question about how all this works in the background.
Okay.
You? I mean, you made your own weight loss pill.
I told somebody to make it for me, and I told them what I wanted. Yeah.
And so, obviously, they guided you in a certain direction as far as what's safe and what's not, because you don't
right, well, I didn't
about...
recommend putting Drano in it, no.
Yeah. So they're professionals. But I'm curious, did you have to manufacture, like, pallets and pallets of the stuff?
Yep.
Or really?
Yeah, there's a bunch of them manufactured.
No kidding.
I think it's a pallet worth, but yeah.
Interesting.
You know,
because you can't one-off those, otherwise it's not worth, it would cost way too much money. I was just wondering if you're sitting on a bunch of product.
I'm not personally. We are in it, you know, me and the manufacturer in it together. He knows that this is it's the next big thing in weight loss. And so,
right.
You know, it's unlike the rest of the products out there. You don't have to be jittery, and you lose weight by just taking the product. And so it's kind of it's the lazy man's weight loss product.
That's what everybody's looking for. What's the website again, Mark?
It's LumaThinPlus.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mark, what else did you have that you wanted to talk about here tonight? It's another website story from freetalklive.com submitted by one of our listeners, right? Didn't you? No?
I'm sorry. I didn't understand what you were saying. Yes, I have another another story, if that's what you're asking me.
Yeah, I was just trying to stall for time while you pulled the story.
I appreciate that. This is from Infowars.com. I got it from FreeTalkLive.com, where they, you know, you can rank the stories. U.S. Supreme Court will be holding a private conference hearing on Friday, April the 23rd, 2010, to determine whether to hold a full court hearing on corruption charges within the Los Angeles County government for illegally imprisoning attorney Richard Fine. A rally to acknowledge the U.S. Supreme Court hearing will be held at the L.A. Superior Court building at 8 a.m. Tuesday by supporters of Richard Fine's release from illegal imprisonment. Mainstream media has avoided any mention of this epic corruption scandal despite its significance, and now it's on its way to the Supreme Court. Richard Fine, who holds a Ph.D. in international law and served as an antitrust prosecutor at the Department of Justice in Washington, D.C., has been jailed in the L.A. County Jail for more than a year in solitary confinement.
And for what?
Well, I don't know. If I was in L.A. County Jail, I might want solitary.
In solitary. Well, he was a prosecutor.
He never had a trial. There has been no conviction nor any sentence to keep him there. Sheriff Leroy Baca claims he does not know why Fine is in jail, yet he keeps him there.
The sheriff doesn't know.
And failed to answer Fine's writ of habeas corpus. Baca refused to allow a filmed interview with Fine until Judicial Watch filed a lawsuit on behalf of Full Disclosure Network, and then out of the blue, he changed his mind and granted a filmed interview with them. Fine believes...
It's amazing what a little bit of attention from the media can do to some government bureaucrats.
Yep. Fine, the attorney, believes that he is in prison because of political reasons. Number one, he exposed the L.A. Superior Court judges of taking illegal money from the county in violation of the California state constitution. The county supervisors were using tax money to pay off the Superior Court judges. The Superior Court judges decided cases in favor of the county. Fine reports that since 2005 to present only three people who have won cases against the county as a result of the bribes.
I am sure, Mark, this does not go on anywhere else. It's only in L.A. Only in L.A. where corruption like this. Your local court system would never do anything like this.
The California State Legislature.
They don't play golf together and hang out together and go to each other's kids' birthday parties and completely, you know, buddy up with one another inside your local county governments. No, no, no.
Number four, the California State Legislature.
They would never reach their hands into the cookie jar. No, of course not. It's just L.A. Rest easy tonight, Americans.
Yeah, don't worry. This isn't happening where you are. Have given the judges and county supervisors immunity from prosecution for their actions and misappropriation of taxpayer money. Number five, the judges have tried to get Mr. Fine disbarred from the California State Bar as a result of the lawsuit he filed on behalf of the taxpayers who were denied due process.
So he was helping expose this corruption.
He's a whistleblower.
Yeah.
Number six, the Superior Court Judge David Yaffe, accused judge, failed to recuse himself and sent Fine to prison. So he's bringing charges against this guy, who then brings him to prison, who sends him to prison.
Was it on contempt of court?
I'm sure it seems like it is, the way that they're
sending him. The sheriff says he doesn't even know why he's there.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a contempt charge. I haven't got that from
because contempt is like a magic power for the government man in the robe. He can just... He can wave his arm and say, contempt! And he can hit you with, at least up here, it's probably similar in many other places, you can get 6 months on one contempt charge without the judge having to go through, like, some sort of a trial, I think, I don't remember the exact requirement, but there's some sort of trigger. If you go longer than 6 months, then the judge has to go through more justification as far as why the contempt charge was levied and that sort of thing.
Well, in this
so
case,
they can just hit you with multiple contempt charges and hit them for 6 months apiece.
In this case, it says that the judge actually failed to cite any precedent for denying Fine due process. The LA number seven, LA County Sheriff Leroy Baca, illegally imprisoned fine, and fine is in jail today. Number eight, fine should have been released within 5 days, according to the law. Sheriff Leroy Baca has was subject to...
Law schmaw. We all know they don't care what it says.
Yeah. The sheriff was subject to term limits, but prior to his last election, he filed a lawsuit to get out from under term limits. The Superior Court judge ruled in his favor. What a surprise. Term limits are a prevention against corruption. The lawsuit, well, I don't know if I believe that, but, you know, they may help a little bit, but prevention, The lawsuit has was approved by the county's supervisors who paid for it with the taxpayers' money. The taxpayers had previously voted on term limits, but it was overturned for Sheriff Baca. Sheriff Leroy Baca is up for re-election in June, and no one is running against him.
Jeez. He makes, I wonder what would happen if you tried to run against him.
Makes a quarter mil a year. In his interview, Fine tells us that in special interests behind the county supervisors are the real estate developers who gave money to the supervisor Antonovich and supervisor Nabe, who were then disallowed from voting in a related environmental impact report, and Fine submitted to a real estate development case, and they voted illegally in favor of the developers. And this is how our government is usurped by criminals and corruption within the system.
And this was this Los Angeles, you said, where this
yep.
was going down? Okay.
Los Angeles in Los Angeles
so,
County.
So a former prosecutor is sitting in jail in solitary confinement, has been there for a year.
Yeah, more than a year.
At this point.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the prospect of him getting out? Like, nobody knows even why he's there.
He's going to the Supreme Court at this point. So.
I see. Okay.
I mean, if you're going to be falsely imprisoned and get all kinds of trouble from the government, be a lawyer. You know, then you'll have a better chance.
It's
the next
tough
best
story.
Thing is jurisdictionary.com, at least understanding the judicial system a little bit.
Right, and even this lawyer can't get out, right, because he's crossed the wrong people.
Yeah.
I mean, as you say, be a lawyer, but in this case, it hasn't helped him.
Yeah, the claim is that that he has had no due process. It, you know, from the story, that's what it looks like. I couldn't tell.
You don't need due process if it's a contempt charge. There is no – the due process supposedly of a contempt charge is for the judge to explain to you why you're going to be put in contempt, give you the chance to speak for yourself, and then hit you with a contempt charge. They didn't go through that when they hit me with a contempt charge. They just – he just wielded contempt, and I was put in a jail cell. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll continue here. Our number two is on the way. I think Taryn is wanting to talk to us from the LCL report. Which apparently I was wrong, by the way. LCLReport.com is still online. I was fooled by the April Fool prank, even though I don't think it was April 1st when I saw it. Anyway, there's more coming up here. You can take control. Hour 2 is on the way. Free Talk Live.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to MyPCCredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's MyPCCredit.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.